CNN's Tapper on Trump pushing reopening, What About All the Dead People? By Pam Kee on May 11, 2020. Monday on CNN, anchor Jake Tapper said of President Donald Trump's reopening push, What About All the Dead People? Tapper said, Gloria, as of right now Dr. Fauci, the head of the CDC Dr. Robert Redfield and the head of the FDA Dr. Stephen Hahn are in some version of the self-quarantine because of possible exposure to coronavirus at the White House. And still President Trump refuses to follow the guidelines he has given to the rest of us. He doesn't wear a mask or social distance. Why not set an example? Network chief political analyst Gloria Borger said, Well, because that is not the example he wants to set. The example he wants to set, and I think we're going to hear a lot of that later this afternoon, is everything is fine. We're going back to normal. Things will be okay. He doesn't want to appear in a mask because he thinks that public will say, Well, wait a minute, if you're in a mask, why are you things okay? And I think the problem that the president has been having is that what is going on in the White House contradicts that very message. He's been tweeting over the weekend, for example, about how Democrats want to drag out the reopening because of politics. Lots of governors want to drag out the reopening because they want to do it in an orderly way, so they don't endanger people's lives, but that is not the message. The message is get back to normal. We have to reopen the country, and everything needs to look normal at the White House so you could know that it is normal in your community, as well. Tapper responded, Okay, but, I mean, what about all of the dead people? Borger responded, Well, you don't hear the president talking about that often, Jake. Do you? At the beginning of this, we heard the president talk about the terrible toll this has taken in the country for people who have gotten the virus and people who have died from the virus. But you're not hearing that a lot now. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.